Hi guys, so I'm doing things a little bit differently today. I am actually recording this ramble on my phone in my voice app voice note app. Because I was driving myself insane trying to make something perfect. I'm a perfectionist, so when you ask a perfectionist to do a ramble, she's gonna drive herself mad. Basically, I tried 3 times in a row and I was like, oh, I don't sound professional enough, or I don't sound intelligent enough, or my accent is weird, or I've said too many times, or like too many times, and they're gonna think I'm stupid. Basically, I'm realizing I care a lot about what you guys think, because I don't know, I play all these characters, and I guess part of me doesn't want to disappoint you in what you think I might be like. And I've always had that. I've always been a people pleaser, and it's really hard for me to detach myself from that, so I am forcing myself to record this imperfectly with all the ums and likes and whatever, and not the perfect sound quality that I would like, and all the background sirens and sounds that I would have liked to cut out. Church bells now. But I guess in a way it can make it more authentic for you, and kind of like I'm messaging you, you know, as if you were a friend that I was sending a voice note to, because I do like to do that. So I don't know why I'm driving myself so crazy over doing a ramble. Okay. So hi guys, how are you? How was your Halloween? I hope you had a good time, whatever you've been up to, and that you enjoyed last night's audio, the vampire one. And this month is gonna be pretty exciting, actually, because you're gonna see a lot of your ideas come to life. I've picked, I think, 5 of your ideas from the last brainstorming post we did. So the first one being the audio I released yesterday, which was David Becerra's idea. I'm not going to tell you what the other ones are, because I guess it's nice to have the surprise. But yeah, I just decided to use several of them because I just think it must be nice for you, you know, as a supporter, to have your idea turned into a script. I think it's pretty exciting, and I want to create content that you guys enjoy, and I want you to feel part of the process in a way. So I decided to not just pick one, but a few of them, you know, because you guys have really good ideas, so why not? And I'm also getting help from Blue. It Rains Blue here. He's a script writer. He's the one who wrote the script for the airport audio I did, meeting your ex at the airport. He's a really good writer, and I was looking for a few different people that I could kind of rely on to help me write scripts, because I have been working a lot, writing a lot. And I also write for myself, you know, I also write for my own pleasure, not just for work, not just scripts. So I basically write every day, and it was getting to a point where I realized that creating all of the scripts and all of the audios for October was taking a bit of a toll on me, and that I needed help. So I posted something on Reddit where I was basically asking for people to submit their application, kind of, so that they could get something out of, they could get paid for what they enjoy doing, and I could get help and have one or two writers that I could call upon to help me write scripts. And that is why I can now offer more of you guys to have your ideas turned into scripts, because I'm getting help and it's not just me feeding that machine all by myself, which I think is probably for the best. I don't think in any business you should just do everything by yourself. I don't think that's healthy or fair to humanity. You know, what if we all just did our own thing in our own corner? And that's not what humanity is about. It's about collaborating, and that makes the process more enjoyable. It makes it more fun. It contributes to other people's financial security. So all in all, I think it was the best decision to make. So I'm going to be collaborating with him mostly because he's very good and his writing style is very similar to me. I'm still going to be writing scripts, but he's going to be helping me a lot. I think I suggested up to 4 scripts per month. So we'll see how that goes. He's already written 4 for me and they're all really good. So I'm very, very pleased with his work. And it's going to make my life so much easier as well. So very happy to be working with Blue. And yeah, so I'm excited for you guys to hear the audios we have planned for November. I was going to tell you the list, like in all the other drafts, ramble drafts I did. I always gave you the list because I wanted to talk about each audio and whatever. But now I'm thinking, actually, no, let's just keep it as a surprise. It's going to be more fun this way. Yeah, I'm basically just enjoying the sun right now. It's so nice. It's so nice to be out in the sun because it's been so gray and terrible here for the past 2 months. No, yeah, maybe 1 month. So yeah, I'm just enjoying being outside today and recording this outside, so maybe you can hear some birds chirping in the background, some people talking, the train, whatever. It's because I'm on my dad's terrace, basically. I'm currently living with my dad, which has been great because, you know, it's good to be around family, especially when I've been living away for so long. But with the kind of job that I do, living with your dad is not ideal. Let's be honest. Especially since I started doing erotica, it's just getting a little difficult, and I have to wait until he's out of the house to record these kinds of audios. And but just, you know, having him in the, it's not a house, it's an apartment. I was gonna say flat. It's a flat. It's an apartment and it's not very big. So whenever he's doing something, I can hear him in the kitchen, or not just me, but my microphone can hear him and pick up all the sounds. And it's just really stressful having to stop and go again and stop and go again. And also, they're building a house next door. They've dug this huge hole now, and they're taking their sweet ass time to build it. And sometimes I just can't even record during the day because they're doing work. The life of a voice artist. Yeah, so that's what's happening. I am looking for a place, basically, where I can move by myself, and be more independent and have, like, my little nook and kind of like a studio where I can record, and it will be much more enjoyable. And I actually have a lot of blooper samples that I'm gonna put together for you. And all you can hear is basically me swearing at noises and swearing at people when they make noises outside when I'm recording. And yeah, so that is the life of a VA, of an independent VA that lives with her dad. But apart from that, we get along pretty well. He's a very kind, generous, funny guy. So we've been, yeah, it's been fun living with him. And the rest of my family lives nearby, so I get to see them as well. Yesterday I went shopping with my mom and my sister and her daughter. And it was really nice. I bought myself a skirt. I bought myself some makeup. I don't really splurge. Like, I love going shopping, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm not a big spender. I usually get my clothes from charity shops, if I'm honest. But there are no charity shops here, so we just went downtown and I just bought myself a few things, but nothing crazy. Just wanted a little bit of an update in my makeup. And I'm really feeling the Wednesday Addams vibes at the moment, and I'm wanting to kind of dress like her. So I bought this black skirt that I'm gonna wear with my Doc Martens. And yeah, I wanted to go for that. I was really feeling the Halloween vibe this year, even though I didn't do anything last night. I basically just came home from shopping all day and helping my mom choose a costume and getting food together, and then I came home. I released the video on YouTube early because I was going to release it today, and then I thought, fuck it, why not release it today because it's Halloween. And then I just geeked out. I was just watching videos on YouTube the whole night, and then I decided to give myself a face mask with some honey. This is so uninteresting, I'm sorry. This is what you get when you ask me for a ramble. Yeah. Honey face mask with some music in the background. I'm very much a homebody. Like, I don't go out much. And especially not here, because my friends have all disappeared from this town. You know, everyone's gone away to different countries or cities. So I only have, like, one really, really good friend here, and she lives kind of like 40 minutes away with her boyfriend and their cats, and I don't really see her that much. Like, we saw each other 2 weeks ago, but we don't really see each other that much. And if you don't have a car, you can't really do anything here. And I don't have a car, and my dad's a very popular man, and he's always out and about, and he's always at his girlfriend's, so he takes the car, and then I can't use it, and so I'm stuck here. So yeah, that's what I do. I work, I give myself face masks, I dance,
I go for walks. I go roller skating. I see my family. But it's been pretty stressful looking for a place, because I couldn't find anything that really suited what I was looking for, and it took me ages to find something. So I finally found a place that I will be moving into for 3 months. That is also one of the fun little things about being freelance, is that people don't really understand what you do, and they don't trust you. They don't trust that you earn money, that you're stable. So looking for a place is a hassle. And that's why I'm going with an Airbnb for 3 months. It's just gonna give me a little time to settle in that city and I guess make a life for myself there, you know, meet people, join clubs or activities or sport clubs or whatever. I just crave that. I just want to turn that page. I want to move on with my life, you know. I don't want to be living with my dad forever. That's me vaping. Add that to the list of my imperfections. Yeah. I'm looking forward to moving on the 17th. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just saying that, and it says 17 on my phone because it's been 17 minutes since I started recording. How fun is that? Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Everything feels so small here. Everyone knows everyone. My literal aunt and uncle live next door. Yeah, I just feel a bit, it's a little bit suffocating. So, that is something to look forward to. I have no idea how it's gonna go though. It's a city that I don't really know that well. I've been there before, but I haven't lived there, so I don't know what it's gonna be like. I know people who live there though, that's good. That's a good thing. I have like two friends that live there and another one that lives an hour away, so I'll always have them if I feel lonely. But I couldn't feel more lonely than I do here, huh? So yeah, that's pretty much it for what's been going on in my life. It's been a bit of a wild month because, as I said, I had so much to do and I hadn't hired anyone yet, so I was doing everything myself, and it was just too much. Also got some sad news about the lady that I used to live with. She passed away on the 14th, and I kind of was expecting it. I mean, I left her house 2 months ago. And one of the reasons I left is that I could feel that, I don't know, I could feel that it was time for me to go and that she wasn't gonna be with us for that much longer. Even though she had dementia, she was still pretty lucid, but she was oftentimes in her own bubble and it was getting hard to get through to her. And the responsibilities were adding up, and there was just so much to do that wasn't really in the job description. Like, I was starting to feel like a carer, which I was not. I was supposed to be a companion. And as much as I loved her so much, and we had such an incredible bond, that goes beyond words. I knew that it was time to leave. And so when I received those sad news, it felt like, well, I was obviously very sad and, you know, grieving for a while, but also like relief, like, oh, she's finally free of that disease. And I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in spirits and the afterlife and all that stuff. So a part of me is rejoicing that she's with her family again, you know, her parents, her friends that passed before her, her sister. And I can very much imagine her looking young and healthy and happy, and that makes me happy to know that she didn't have to endure those very last stages of the disease, which can be very hard for the person and for everyone around as well. But today being All Saints Day, I want to honor her memory, and I encourage you to do the same today, even if you're not religious or spiritual. I think it's nice to, it's healthy to think about the people that have passed, or our ancestors, because I don't know, I think it's important to not just let them be forgotten. You know, that's up to us to honor their memory, to honor their influence on our lives, and all the amazing things that they've passed on to us, whether we knew them personally or not. So I encourage you to do the same today, if you are so inclined. And I think that concludes this very random voice note ramble. It actually feels good to just let myself be and not try to be perfect for once. It's hard, but I'm challenging myself today. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope it's sunny for you as well, wherever you are. And I wish you all a really good month of November. I cannot believe it's November. Anyway, have a wonderful month, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.